from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
A 7-0 win over the Reds. We go to the ballpark and joined by John Wehner. John just went over some of the highlights of the game. I mean, it seems like it's that one misplay or bad decision from De La Cruz, from Elia De La Cruz, and then things started going the Pirates' way. They got a break or two, and then the best part about it is when they got them, they took advantage of them.
Yes, they definitely took advantage and came up with some big hits. And yeah, but you know the Reds obviously. I'll start with the Lodolo. I mean. You know, he walks the leadoff batter there, and then he throws a 3-1 changeup to Taylor to walk the second to put up two on, and then the hit batter. And, you know, I mean, he was kind of carving him up. He had that good fastball going today, and then he lost command and didn't pitch very aggressively there in that fifth inning. And, yeah, I think De La Cruz made a poor decision. And, you know, Brian Reynolds is always running hard. And, you know, he might have had a shot at first. I don't think he had much of a shot at second. But I love that play where you just running through the bag. And Kiner Falefa, you know, he got there. He beat it. Poor decision by the second baseman there and not just running to third. You know, you probably got out of the inning and it's 1-0. But, yeah, there were some breaks there in that inning. The Pirates certainly took advantage. Good to see our De La Cruz come through. You know, he came through the other night with a big two-out, two-strike, two RBI hit, and then he had the double earlier in the game, and that bases-clearing double obviously was a dagger, especially the way Skeens was throwing. To be able to put that big number up there with just a couple of hits, I thought was huge, and you know, from there, you felt like, you know, the game was over.
Well, Rock, let's talk about the winning De La Cruz. Have you noticed anything different in his at-bats recently?
I think he's been a little more patient, waiting for strikes. You know, he wasn't chasing. I think he was pressing a little bit, coming over to the new team and everything, and, pulling off the ball a little bit. Timing's such a fickle thing, and if you're up there, you know, it looked to me like his first week, especially, you know, a lot of ground balls to the pull side, which usually tells you you're pulling off a little bit and you're coming around the ball, which is going to force you to get on top, be out in front a little bit. And you know, I just think now we're seeing balls up the middle. We're seeing balls hit the other way. And, you know, and he has pop. And I said this on the air tonight. I'm looking forward to it. To see him getting locked in, to see some of that pop, because it won't just be doubles. He has enough power to where he'll be hitting the ball out of the ballpark pretty soon. I mean, in a big ballpark in Miami, having those, I guess, 18 home runs, you expect him to be one of those guys that can give you that instant offense. And so, to me, I think that's the big thing, though, with him is, you know, he's swinging at strikes and he's staying with an approach using the big part of the field, you know, instead of looking to pull. When you look to pull, like I said, a lot of top spin to the pull side, and a lot of ground balls, but if he stays through the middle, you're going to see more of that line drives to the wall to right center, and you know eventually he'll be hitting the ball, back spinning the ball out of the ballpark to left.
Rock, you mentioned strikes. There were strikes that weren't strikes tonight. How do you deal with that? What do you think that's maybe kind of what we saw through the first five innings? Pitchers kind of taking advantage of knowing that strike zone maybe a little bigger than normal today, and then same thing hitter-wise. What do you do when you kind of see that happening?
Well, first of all, I thought both pitchers could have taken more advantage, you know, especially Lodolo. I mean, some of the strike calls he got early on in the ball game, I was expecting him to start just working away off the outside corner, because his fastball is explosive. It's only showing 94, 95, but it gets on hitters. And, now he's throwing breaking balls in and, a couple changeups and fastballs in. And, the big part of the plate for him was off the plate away to those righties. And I don't think he did a very good job of exploiting that, and still got a lot of swing and miss. Skeen's got some calls as well. I'm always looking for catchers just to keep staying off the plate away to try to get that call. But, both of those guys are, they pitch with power arms. And as the hitters, you're up there just looking for pitches to hit up the two strikes. The only thing you can do about it is when you get the two strikes, you have to expand. And you try to waste those pitches and foul them off or do something. I mean, if that was a huge zone, as big as I've seen in some time. And if you're not going to go and make an adjustment and try to foul those pitches off, it's easier said than done. But, I mean, the zone was a lot bigger back in the 90s than it is today. That reminded me of some of the umpires we saw back in the 90s. And, it's frustrating as a hitter because a lot of those pitches you can't reach. But the only thing you could do is try to protect out there and maybe look to hit the ball the other way and see if you can reach them and foul them off. But, obviously there's going to be a lot of frustration from the hitter because a lot of guys can't reach that part of the plate. Or I shouldn't say plate. They can't reach the other
part of the batting box.
Yeah.
Rob, obviously it was a more generous strike zone, but what did you like about what you saw from Skeens?
That's just power stuff. That's hard to tend to. I mean, it's just straight power stuff, and he's so good at locating that fastball. To me, I thought that his best pitch was the slinker. That thing was diving probably more than we've seen it in the last few starts, at least. And he could throw that. He has so much confidence throwing that thing for strikes and throwing it for swing and miss. And, I think that's a pitch. There's times he'll come out and you'll see more sliders or more curveballs. And tonight, I don't know what the exact numbers were, but the best pitch I thought was that splinker. He threw it a good bit in the zone for swing and miss. And he still can spot that fastball when he wants to and overpower guys, but that splinker tonight looked nasty.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And Rock, I think it's maybe the thing that people don't appreciate enough about Paul Skeens is, like, when a pitch isn't working, he's got options that he can throw for strikes. And he might have a hot pitch one night and he can ride it, or if, you know, one pitch isn't working, he's got different tools in that toolbox.
He certainly does. You know, we've seen the change up at times. Sometimes it's the curveball, sometimes it's slider. I mentioned this tonight too. It won't surprise me in the future to see him starting to throw cutters or, you know, inventing something else. But I just think that, you know, his delivery and his work ethic and, you know, everything he does to prepare for a ball game, you know, the mechanics are usually so smooth and so in sync for a young guy. You know, we hear so often about, oh, these guys are, you know, young, learning at the big league level, blah, blah, blah. This guy came in as a man, an experienced man, that knows how to pitch with exceptional stuff. And that's why he's so special. I mean, he's huge. You know, he has a great work ethic. He knows how to pitch. He's not intimidated. He's not afraid of the bats. He can locate. He got a handful of pitches that he can throw. You know, so if one or two isn't working a particular night, he can go to the third or fourth option and still get outs. It's a special talent. And like I said, I don't think he's ever going to quit learning. I don't think he's ever going to quit inventing things and getting better. And that's hard to say with a guy with a 2 ERA, you know, how much better can you get? I don't know. But I think he's going to be a good one for a very, very long time.
Rock, I want to leave you with this. We won't get a chance to talk to you tomorrow, and Saturday is the Hall of Fame. We've asked you about Jim Leland, but I want to ask you, what was it like playing with Barry Bonds, and in your mind, what made him great?
Well, he was obviously very talented, and to me, he had the most bat speed of anybody I've ever seen. And not only does he have bat speed, but he has a very short, quick swing. Like, we talk about nowadays, they have metrics that, you know, calculate bat speed, and they talk about O'Neill Cruz has the best bat speed in baseball, or top two or three or whatever. I'm not exactly sure, but I know he's up there. Well, Barry Bonds not only had, like, the best bat speed, but also a very short swing. So he was afforded more time to see pitches, to react to pitches. That's why he didn't chase very often. And you know, and obviously the power was there because of all of that, and his approach was always good. He, you know, his first home run, you know, was the left field. He had power the other way, pull power, and he had speed. He could steal bases, and it wasn't just stealing bases to steal bases. It seemed like he only stole bases when we needed a stolen base to get in scoring position. And I never ever want to discount what he did on defense. By far the best left fielder I've ever seen play. And I know he gets a lot of flack for the throw in the 92 game 7, but this guy this guy got the balls effortlessly. He got rid of them quickly. He was as accurate as anybody. His left field play was the best I've ever seen. So he was obviously the total package. To me, the second best player of all time behind Babe Ruth. And, Shohei Ohtani might have a say if he continues to pitch and pitch as well as he did last year. But, Barry Bonds was the most incredible player I've ever seen.
Rock, we saw it with Yarmir Yager last year, kind of coming back, having his number retired and having that moment. Does it feel right for Barry to have that moment again with the Pirates?
100%. I don't know if he's been here since he finished playing. I doubt that he has, but he deserves the moment. I know not everybody loved him. He might not have been like a Mario Lemieux or a Crosby or a Yager or a Stargell, or McCutcheon nowadays, but he was the best player in baseball by far. His years in Pittsburgh, should have won 3 straight MVPs, won 2 out of 3. A lot of folks are younger and maybe don't remember him, but certainly one of the top 5 baseball players in the history of the Pirates.
Rock, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
It's always a pleasure, Hawk. Take care, man.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Our daughter Jessie loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.